Sugya Sal Yetz Ben Asuka. Various Mahalchim Arayim, what is the Din of Sal Yetz Ben Asuka? So we had the Kitub Shot, and one Yetz goes behind, one that's Mamish Chadayfim. Abra Chana, Amrav Yechanan, with Nitzchel Asuka, Shiru Batzilsa Mu Mechamsa, Miyuta Chamsa Mu Batzilsa. How the same with the Apostle, Pach Porto, Kamash Mulan. My Yoitze, Yoitze Mehechsha Sukkah, says Rashi. Hoker Sinan, Litzchel Sukkah, Shiruba, Tzilsum Rumachamsa. Most of the Sukkah, even as Rashi describes it, has, even let's say 51% of that area is covered. Umiyuta is Chamshum Tzilsa. So we say, still it's kosher. Now the same in Hakasin, Tipasel, Bahach Porto. So Kmashmon, it doesn't mean Psal Hayetze min Asukkah, not leaving the Sukkah. The first two Pshat means the Psal is going out of the Sukkah. It's Yetze min Asukkah. Why is this Yetze? Where is it not going anyway? It's in the Sukkah. There's this Yetze Mechshah Sukkah. Shein Mesukkah Kilcha Sukkah. And Mela, you might think that part of the Sukkah is Chamsa Mutzilsa. It's possible. And that the Rosh speaks out, though, it has to be that Sach HaKol, it's Tzilsa Merum Chamsa. There's even in one area, it's Chamsa Merum Tzilsa, but if you add up the whole Sukkah, in one area, there's not 51% sale, right? But in the other areas, there's more than 51%. How I know that the extra sale you have in the other area that's more than chamsa is mitzdarif to this area. So in other words, even though this area itself is chamsa mitzilsa, but the whole sukkah as a whole is tzilsa merum chamsa, and the chiddush is that even though this part itself is chamsa mitzilsa. Says the Gemara Vayter.
There is a 7x7.
What?
It's already 7x7.
Whatever the size is.
That there's already a plus one.
No. What in the sukkah? Yeah, that's Zayin al Zayin. Yeah, 5 tefachim of it. Yeah, is still some room of chamsa, right? But it's more than just Tzilsa Merum Chamsa. So therefore, even though the two tefachim is Chamsa Merum Tzilsa, but if you add it all together, it ends up being the you have more than Zayin al Zayin of Tzilsa Merum Sach HaKol, because the 5 tefachim that are Tzilsa Merum Chamsa, it's not exactly 51%, because then Sach HaKol it's not going to be Tzilsa Merum Chamsa. Because if this area is not Tzilsa Merum Chamsa, and the rest of the area is exactly Tzilsa Merum Chamsa, then Sach HaKol you don't have Tzilsa Merum Chamsa. But if the area that is Tzilsa Merum Chamsa is more, not just exactly Tzilsa Merum Chamsa, there's some extra over there, so that could be used. So Sach HaKol, the whole sukkah has Tzilsa Merum Chamsa. Rabbi Yishayama, Lenitzchel Sach Pasol. Pachas Mishloisha Besukkah Ketana. Uma Yaitze Mitara Sukkah. Says Rashi. Yaitze Mitara Sukkah Shafilu Min Kosher Einoi. So, as opposed to Chamsa Merum Tzilsa, we said Heksha Sukkah. Here we're saying it's even Yaitze Mitara Sukkah because it's Chach Pasol. Maskel Rav Yeshia. Lo ye el avir, the avir pachos mishloisha tefachim besukkah ketana mi pasul. For avir is more common than tzach pasul. Shir of avir is 3 in the sukkah gedolah. Shir of tzach pasul is 4. And even in the sukkah ketana, avir, yeah, that's less than 3 doesn't pasul. So what's the chiddush? The psal yaitzim in the sukkah that avir less than three. Of Sach Pasul in the Sukkatan doesn't pass the Shkoyach. Only Rabba, Zemitzdar, Yushem Tachto. Zemitzdar, Ben Yushem Tachto. The difference between Avir and Sach Pasul. And that is Mechalek L'Shoinim, which way? What does it say? Zeh Yishenim Tachtov, Zeh Yishenim Tachtov. Which one? Is it the Schach Pasul that's Yishenim Tachtov? Or is the Avdi Yishenim Tachtov? So of course the Gemara opens itself up to have Mechalek L'Shoinim. Rashi over here says, Amalei Rav Abba, Lach Yehani, sorry, Lo Yeh Avir, Pshita the Kasha, that Fila Avir Achom Imenu, Eine Paisa Bashir Zeh. Amalei Rav Abba, Lach Yehani, Nidon Kisukah, Dashminon Tana, Loimashi Yishenim Tachtov, the Ilu Avir, Pachois Mishloisha, Mitztarif, Lahashlam Shisukah, Am Ein Yishenim Tachtov. So Avir, Rashi says, Avir, Ein Yishenim Tachtov. Schach Pasol, less than three, even so katana, is a shame tachto. Tosfos over here brings down Rashi, and he says he has a number of kashas. First of all, why are we talking about so katana? Void. That avir is avir with law is gesasim ide lavud, right? Chayra avir, even though avir less than three, he says you have lavud. Schach less than three, you can have lavud. Avir less than three is sasim, like it's a sasim with schach kosher, right? Schach pasul less than three, you can't. Lavud doesn't take away the schach pasul and replace it with schach kosher. So Meili says, furthermore, he says, "Oh, mi yuchol azar besukim le in the kavim shein silsa from mechamsa elamashu." You have a sukkah 51% tail. So obviously a lot of airspace. Shloishin kineged in the kavim. How could it be that any shem tachlo sukkah is less? Avir less than three tefachim, ain't shame tachto. So means you can't. It's not shy to sleep in a sukkah unless you have the sukkah totally covered. You know, over kibbayis. Otherwise, there's got to be some airspace, right? So this Rishayim give two trotsim. Either the Ritva over here says for Rashi, he goes like Rashi that. When it says Avra Gimel Ein Shem Pach Gimel Ein Shem Tachtav, it's talking about where Rosh Verubai is big enough that a good part of you is under the Avra. If you just have little teeny holes, little ear spaces, that's not going to be a problem. The Rosh says that even in this mahal, it has to be that the Avra goes across the whole sukkah. The Avir Pachs Megimel runs through the whole sukkah. Only then is there a problem of Ein Shem Tachto, says the Rosh. But in a normal case, you just have an ear space here, ear space there, it's not going through the whole sukkah, then you don't have the problem. Well, if we had, let's say, bamboo rods, right, and they're not touching each other, you have to be careful to make sure they're touching each other. Otherwise, if you're the Rosh, you have Avir going straight across, right? And then it'll be a problem, Ein Shem Tachtov. Anyway, Akbar Mediv Tais argues, Nir Kisvaram, the Garasi Hossam, Avir Mitzdarev, Shem Tachtov, Zem Mitzdarev, Ein Yishem Tachtov. Klaimar. Yehud Ifshe the Kosher, Nafil Avir Chomer, and Nifshe the Kosher, Zeh Adar Abba, Sach Poslos Chomer Menu. The Ein Shein Tachto, Rav Amina, Mitam Zeh, and therefore could be Mitzdarev. What the word saying? Psal Yaitz Mesukah, yeah. The Avir that Sach Pasul less than Gimel Tefachim doesn't pasul, right? What's the Rav Amina? It can't be worse than the Avir. Avir is more chomer. Says the Gemara, no, Avir is less chomer. Avir less than three. More than three is Avir is more chomer, but less than three Avir is better. Because by Avir we say lavud and it's kisasim b'schach kosher and melech even shenim tachtov. But schach pasul that's less than three since love it's not going to pasul the sukkah, but ain't shenim tachtov because you can't say lavud, you're sitting on the schach pasul. It's not going to pass on the sukkah, but he's still sitting on the sukkah. You're not sitting on the sukkah. So merely it was a havamina, and that it should pass on, mashmalon, that it doesn't pass on. That's how Taisus learns. Taisus says, he just fears eyes, and there's also a big shayla, we don't have time to go into right now, the big shayla, what about it? This everything that's said till now about sukkah ketana. What about sukkah gedayla? That's a whole discussion by itself. What does Taisus say? This looks good at the end. Because Taisus asks, so what about Mishnah of Shpudin? Yeah. Mishnah said, Yesh Rev my name Kamai, Mishnah says Vav, then it's okay. If Schach Pasa less than three Tvachim, then Shem Tachta. So he said, it's impossible not to sleep connected to Shpudim, right? By definition. Yeah? So he says, Kishyesh hechser sukkah, beloya avir, ubeloya psul, then yishayin tachtav. You have a shear of hechser sukkah without the tzchach pasul, then there's no problem. So the sukkah gedayla, there is no problem of yishayin tachtav by tzchach pasul less than gimel. But that is the homochid that we have to move on that. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayit. In fact, the Gemara, Omiyak Amidi, it's the Rufim, it's Tarif. So we have a situation, either the Firash, you're talking about Avir, all of you Tayyiz are talking about Tzach Pasal, which is less than Gimel. The din is if it's Tarif, or Sukkah Ketana, but ain't Hashem Tachta. We didn't have such a thing. And the Gemara, Mitzchah, Ben Yashiv, in, this is a strange Gemara. Gemara says, one of these sushtels. Titanarok Yechia Shimitsnar Blabram saw, but Taival Boy Laz Latvila. Yeah. Titanarok Yechia Shiroi Laharika in the Kli al Kli. Kagain Churach, you have mud, very soft mud, pourable mud. Shimitsnar from Hashlim Shir Memsara, you need 40 saw of Mayim in order for the kosher mikvah. Atai, right? It's mitzdarif. La table by the mem sasha kulei titnarok, right? Table in a mud bath. Lo also light fila. Dachin am sasha lekvayis. Elu mylin light paislin. Hasheleg, abarad, akvar, baglid, mamelch, titnarok. U mylin haynu mashlimin, hashlumei, in vnatz meloi. Right, it's malin, meaning it's mitzdarf to the mikvah, but you can't have the whole mikvah from these things. And one of them is tetanarak. So you see, you can't be tayvel tetanarak, but yet it's mitzdarf to the 40 sa. So maybe over here also, the avir or the sachpas or less than gimels mitzdarf, but it's ain shem tachta. Ha'is is a kasei k'min srif. Ha'is is samchol kaisel. Abaza paisel, chayshen lagag, chom machshir. Says Rashi, kimin srif, kuch shot sayadin, sha'arvin ba yes aifais, v'asa kikaveres, she mashpas v'leches, she gagay v'kirois av echad. So kids, it's like a teepee, berach, that, is that the picture they have there? that, basically doesn't have a roof. What? Tent. Basically, the point is, there's no, the walls and the roof are really the same. It's just one thing. And that's the issue over here. Or some chokaisel, the same idea. Hit the Reish HaKanim, al-kaisel, Reish HaEchad, al-aretz. You have a mat, whatever it is, you have the schach leaning against the wall. So again, the question is, you don't have a roof, a schach, and walls. It's all one thing. So what's the issue? Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. Right? It says Machlekes Tanoim. Rav Elazar Paisel. If they shein l'gag, chum machshir. Says Rashi. If they shein l'gag, shein. Oh, so Rashi says shein a nicker mahu agag umahu kaisel. Rashi's a little funny. Rashi starts off saying, ain't a nicker, kilo is not a nicker. And Betzem, it sounds like Betzem, it's not a problem. The top part will be the gag, and the rest will be the kaisel, right? So Rashi's the problem is, it's not nicker. But then he says though, the oil meshuppa lav oilu. Elam kain yesh by tefach zokov. Then Rashi says, no, the problem is that since it's on a slant, it's not considered an oil. Right? Like Gemara is going to say, Shbui oilim, shayal whether it's called oil or not. Does it have a shem of an oil? The fact that it's on a slant and not straight across, then it has a shem of an oil. Then here Rashi says, not just with that nicker, Rashi says, it's more fundamental. Which is this svar of Shbui oilim that we had in the. And the Avches over there with Gemara, said all the sheetahs that hold there's keva, there's arai, and Gemara brought this Reb Elazar is part of in the list over there. So that the Rishonim over there handled. Some Rishonim learned that's an Abai is the one that says that it's al keva, right? But he says that so you know we don't paskin. That was Shaila. Do we not pass like all of them because of the sheetah? Some Rishonim said, the Rif Paskins this Gemara, right? That means, it's a Shita of Deir's Keva, right? We don't hold, you don't need Deir's Keva, so because why is it possible? The answer is, because our Gemara is saying, the problem is Shpuy Oilim does not Oilim. The problem is that it's not an oil. Not that it's not Keva. Problem is not an oil. So the Abaya, he learned our Mishnah al Tzkeva. But our Gemara is saying it's al Shpui Oilim with Oilim. So therefore, we don't paskin like the Shita over there, but we could paskin like a blaz over there. Oh, so here, before we even go weiter, there's a very important Tais over here, and a Ritva. Because Tais over here says, question is, how big, Pasha Amish Aleph Beis, how big does this wall have to be? Yeah, this slanty wall, how big does it have to be? However, we know that an orthopic sukkah needs Zion al Zion, 10 tefachim high, right? So, how does that translate itself into this type of situation when you have a slanty wall, when the wall and the schach is all one? So Taisa says, I'm going to show you about this. Taisa says, "Chagav me'mayri t'la'acha shemeshach hashipua begoy basara ikadayim meshach sukkah reichiv zayin." Taisa learns, according to Taisa, it's got to be quite a large wall. Why? Because when it gets up to 10 tefachim high, 10 tefachim high, which is much longer than 10 tefachim, we guess obviously it also depends on the angle, but when this wall is 10 tefachim off the ground, from there on it has to go more. That this is another Zayin Tfachim in the width. Whereas that, after the wall gets to be 10 Tfachim high off the ground, you still need enough that the width, right? The width is going to be Zayin al Zayin. The area after it, when it's 10 Tfachim, the area of the Sukkah that's going to be covered by that Chelik of the wall, which is now becoming Schach, right? That's going to be Zayin al Zayin. That's the sheet of Taisus. Ritva says no. As long as it's the wall is 17 tefachim high, not high, 17 tefachim long, that's enough. Why? Says the Ritva, because the first 10 tefachim is the wall, right? The next 7 tefachim is the schach. So it comes like Gval Chizh and Ritva, right? So we're used to thinking that sukkah has to be 10 tefachim high, right? According to this, no. The sukkah has to, the walls of the sukkah have to be 10 tefachim. But not the sukkah has to be 10 tefachim high. Because if the wall of the sukkah is 10 tefachim, it's not going to be 10 tefachim high because it's on an angle. Right? And the Zion al Zion, right, doesn't mean the area of the sukkah has to be Zion al Zion. Right? It has to be that the best be schach that Zion al Zion. So even though the sugya is about Rosh and Rubai, Shulchanai, Mechayit Mevshan Vesil, tell the is mashma that you need an area of Zayin al Zayin. Right? According to Ritva, the area, kilu of the sukkah, kavyachal, the sukkah part of it, not the wall, right? The sukkah part of it is not going to be in the area of Zayin al Zayin. You're going to have Zayin al Zayin schach, right? You have schach Zayin al Zayin, but the schach is on an angle. The schach Zayin al Zayin angle is not going to be mesachich over an area of Zayin al Zayin. Huge chiddush in the Ritva. Pelag chiddush. Pelag chiddush. So, let's see the Gemara a little bit. Tana Maidir of Lazar, Shemekbiya Minakarka Tefach, Oi, Shefliga Minakaisel Tefach, Shikshera. May Tamayu, Yerban Shpui Oilun, Kailim Dom. Says Rashi. Shemekbiya Minakarka Tefach. So even Rav Elazar says that Shibui Oilim is Lak Oilim, but if you raised the wall, this slanted wall off the ground a tefach, or off the wall a tefach, doesn't quite reach the wall, it's tefach off the wall, atavayikai, yamin lovud, b'skifa, the Yesham Tefach Zokuf, the Nikr Hatsrif Shuhugag. This is Grad Mash, like what I was saying before, that's telling Nikr. In other words, Chimish Yesh Bashir Oil, Beskifa Hava Oil. So, if it's off the ground, a Tefach, that means there's a Tefach that's, you know, it doesn't go all the way down to go down to the bottom. So there's a tefach of space where there's no wall. There's no wall, right? The wall stops a tefach off the ground. So that means it's nicker that there's an oil over here. That this whole thing is being mahil over the ground because there's a tefach of air where there's no wall. Or same thing. In here, hirchik, roish hasamach lekaisel ma'kaisel tefach, roish is smucha al yiseida. So in other words, it's not obviously if it's not leaning on the wall, it's tefach off the wall, it has to be leaning on something. So you put some peg, you put some post to hold the wall. Amrina love it. Yimena lekaisel b'shave v'loy b'shipua. So here you have kilu. Again, the problem is it's not nicker that there's a roof over here. So now there is, because Aide Lovud, right? Aide Lovud, kilu, there is a roof. The Lovud doesn't go slanty. The extension, right? With the Aide Lovud goes straight across. Lovud doesn't go up. So male you have Aide Lovud, you have straight across. Straight across, you have a proper oil, or a tefach of an oil. That kilu nikkur, that's an oil over there. So male, there's no problem of shpui oil. So Gratis argues, according to Rashi, you didn't have to build anything. It's off the ground, airspace, and off the wall, airspace. Tais learns that you actually have to, has to be nikkur, has to be something filling up that tefach on the bottom, and also schach kosher filling across. Okay, can be done. Megabe. Rosh Chaim. Can be done. Megabe. What the gather of love it is. You know, might be Stephen Tyson's. Okay, that's not for now. Says the Gemara. What is the blood of the Holy Spirit? Ireland. Rashi. African. Shalag. Biv. Laichik. Kshera. Chum. Holy Spirit. Ireland is called an oil. So the Gemara. Vay. Abaya Ashkechei. Rabbi Yosef. The Kogani Bekilas Hassan in Besukka. He was in a canopy. Rashi says Bekilas Hassan Mufish Ela Gag Tefach Shaveh Lechoshev Oil Hafsik. It was a kila that doesn't have a wall, a roof. That's a tefach. So he slept in that. Amalei Keman Rabbi Eliezer. You're going like a blazer. Why? Damar oil meshubarash is lav oil. Because our feet are chamim, right? If a slanted roof is called a roof, it's kosher for a sukkah. It's kosher for a sukkah, it's going to be possible for a kila. If a slanted roof is called a roof, so then the kila, the canopy, that's a two-leg canopy, right? Not four, not a two-post canopy, seder. So it's going on an angle. But an angle is also called a roof. If it's called a roof, then it's an oil. If it's an oil, then it takes you out of a sukkah. So how are you going? So in other words, we're a blazer, pasels, so it's kosher by a kila. Rechamim, our machshir for the sukkah, it's going to pasel by the kila. Because if it's considered a roof, then it's an oil, and you're in the oil, you're not in the sukkah. Amalei, k'man k'rab li'ezer, shafas rabban v'adz k'rab li'ezer. Amalei, b'ra'is ipchatani. Yeah? Rab li'ezer machshir, chamim paislim. The b'ra'is has the other way. That the chamim pasel, that means shpuy oilim is lav k'oilim. If it's not k'oilim, it's not a kosher sukkah, it'll be kosher by kila. Because it's not because it's not considered that I'm sitting I'm not in the sukkah. Says Rashi, Braisa Ibchat Tanya, Matsasi Braisa Shashnuya Epuch, Vishitasan, Reblaza Machsha, Khan Pais Lafish Ain Lagat. So Gemara again, Shafkas Masnisa of Abdis Kabraisa, Shkrap, you found the Braisa. We have a Mishnah. We have a Mishnah against the Braisa, Mishnah wins. So he says no, masnisa yichidai. The one that the way we have the mission, it's the das yachid, the sanya. Ois is chasuk amin srif, ois is samchol kaisel, and nas an aimer of lazer paisel, mefnesh ein lagag, nechamim machshirin. So it's only, says Rashi, masnisa titani. Hachi, reb nasin ktani la, nehu yichida, so our Mishnah somehow made it into the Mishnayos, but Batsam it's a Das Yachid, it's a Shita of Reb Nosson, but everyone else held the opposite, that it's possible. It's possible, but for the Sukkah, then it's kosher for a Kilo.